The Lake Cumberland Slaves Memorial Association was launched as a result of the massacre in a Charleston, South Carolina church where a young white man shot and killed 9 African Americans during a Bible study. Charles Leverage is president of the Lake Cumberland nonprofit, whose message is, "Every person should be treated with dignity and respect." Leverage says memorializing slaves who helped build this country but were buried in unmarked graves is one step toward honoring the value of every American.
We cannot find where there is a memorial of any sort anywhere in the United States that is specifically dedicated to those enslaved Americans that have no markers. And we just consider them part of the forgotten.
The group was formed after a sunrise service at Somerset City Cemetery when worshippers noticed a section that appeared to be unused. They found out it was actually an unmarked burial site for area slaves. The group has chosen a site at Somerset Community College for a memorial to all area slaves buried in unmarked graves. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. 19 students from Clemson University in South Carolina got a little more excitement than they expected when they went caving yesterday at Hidden River Cave. The students entered the attraction in the town of Horse Cave with 4 tour guides at about 10 in the morning. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued about 2 in the afternoon. 4 members of the group were able to get out of the cave, but quickly rising waters trapped the rest of the group. They stayed in a portion of the cave with a higher ceiling called the attic. At 3 o'clock, 2 officers from the Horse Cave Police Department went in to rescue the cavers, but the police officers also became trapped. Fortunately, the caving adventure has a happy ending. By 4:30, everyone was safely out of the cave. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. State Representative Diane St. Onge says her bill would prevent the federal government from overreaching into the right of Kentuckians to own and use firearms. She says her measure is partly in response to efforts by gun control supporters to enact new restrictions on firearm sales.
This is a preemptive measure. It is more of a statement what we can do should a situation occur where the federal government is imposing upon the constitutional rights of Kentucky citizens by abridging their Second Amendment rights.
She says stricter gun control measures would restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens, but would not keep those who commit mass murder from getting firearms illegally. Gun control advocates say recent mass shootings in the U.S. show that the country needs tighter gun laws. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Energy Resources USA has filed an application with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to study a site in Warren County as a possible location for a hydropower plant. The location of the project would be at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Green River Lock and Dam No. 5. The application is for a preliminary permit. Celeste Miller is a spokeswoman for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
The sole purpose of a preliminary permit, if it's issued, is to grant the holder of the permit priority over the site that they're studying. It does not authorize any type of construction or operation of a project. It solely gives them priority over the site so they can do feasibility studies to determine if they want to develop the project.
Kentucky is one of several locations being considered by Energy Resources. The company has already been issued 2 preliminary permits for sites on the Mississippi River. One is in Wisconsin and one is in Missouri. Energy Resources USA also has 8 additional pending applications in Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. The new facility being built by the group Friends of Sinners is in response to a growing demand in the region. Friends of Sinners Executive Director Joe Welsh says the group already operates 5 residential sites for men and women in Davis County. He says there's been a trend since the group opened its first women's residence in 2011.
One of the things that we've noticed in Owensboro in Davis County is that there's a big need for beds for women. You know, we just wanted to target that and try to increase the number of beds Owensboro had for ladies.
The new residence will house 12 women when it opens next summer. It's one definite but small step in confronting Kentucky's drug addiction crisis that kills about 1,000 people in the state each year. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. The film, called An Uncommon Grace, is about a military nurse falling in love with an Amish man. Hart County Judge Executive Terry Martin hopes it's just the beginning of the region's focus on a new segment in economic development. Martin says when filming began in October, it was the spark that led the county fiscal court to create the Southern Kentucky Film Commission. He says the benefits are obvious.
this film right here, being a small budget film, like $1.5 million compared to the big budget films, they're still spending around $500,000 in 6 weeks in Hart and surrounding counties.
The movie information website IMDb says An Uncommon Grace is scheduled to air in February 2017. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.
If I'm fortunate enough to be elected, education is one of my priorities in the legislature.
That's Danny Basil, the Democratic candidate for the 23rd District Statehouse seat, talking to a group of students from Glasgow High School at Glasgow City Hall. Basil is taking turns with his opponent, Republican Steve Riley. The scene is far removed from the nastiness that's been dominating the presidential race. Basil and Riley are polite and admit they agree on the importance of some issues, like education and economic development, even if they differ on how to reach their goals. Basil says some decisions about education are split along party lines.
I think education is a really big, important issue, especially in light of flipping the House.
Flipping the House refers to the effort by Republicans to gain control of the chamber that Democrats have controlled for 95 years. Currently, the Democrats hold 53 seats and Republicans have 47. Basil says the Democratic majority has been vitally important.
In the spring, Governor Bevin, whom I respect greatly, proposed and tried to implement a large cut to higher education. The Democrat-controlled House is the only thing that stood in the way of that and was able to offset most of that.
Riley, the Republican, says his career as a teacher, coach, and principal provides him with a strong foundation to make important legislative decisions about education, as well as its long-term impact on economic development.
Educating our young people to get into areas of skilled jobs, welding, machine tool, electrician, those type of jobs, I think is very, very vital, because the number one reason industries come into an area is, do you have enough skilled workers? And that's important for Barron County and the part of Warren County that we represent, but it's also important for the state of Kentucky as a whole.
Some of the campaign information describing the candidate's stand on issues does not come directly from those who are running for office. For example, a door hanger with Riley's photo says he wants to repeal the state income tax and he supports making Kentucky a right-to-work state. That means a worker cannot be forced to join a union as a condition of employment. That door hanger comes from the Americans for Prosperity.
This is a group that's underwritten by the Koch brothers. They're a 501c4, and so they have to focus on voter education.
That's Nick Storm, managing editor of CN2 Pure Politics, a nonpartisan statewide cable TV program. Storm says this category of nonprofits cannot advocate specifically for a candidate, but can highlight issues. Storm says several outside groups are a factor in Kentucky races.
Also playing a role in this election is Kentuckians for Strong Leadership. They've got an ad highlighting Mr. Riley and positioning him well, and also GOPAC. There's another group that's also been spending pretty big in the area.
The New Power Political Action Committee sent out a mailer with Democrat Danny Basil's photo that says he will help protect affordable access to health care for all Kentuckians. In addition to the possible influence of outside groups on the Kentucky House race, there's the question of whether the combative presidential race will have an effect on the down ballot. Republican Steve Riley does not think it will have a decisive impact.
I think we're trying to run our own race, and I know that in the presidential race, the discourse on both sides is not what I think a lot of our citizens want it to be. And I think we're trying to make this thing about what's best for the state of Kentucky rather than trying to be negative toward anybody or my opponents or those type of things.
The impact of the presidential race and the influence of outside groups will be seen when voters in the 23rd district choose between Danny Basil and Steve Riley on November 8th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.